Welcome back to Women Got Game. And today's guest is Linda Napier. She's the membership director at the YMCA at Wolf Creek location, to be specific. And with a heart for service and passion for people, Linda brings the Y's mission to life every single day, from building stronger communities to empowering the next generation of female leaders. Her story is a powerful reminder of what purpose and action looks like. Welcome, Linda. How are you? It's so nice to have you in the studio today.
It's great to be here, Sophia.
We're just going to get after it right now, and we're going to talk to you about, really, I guess maybe we should probably, before we ask questions about your journey, I do want the audience listening to know about the YMCA's mission. That would really be great if you could give us a little bit of the history and the background, because I think it's actually one of the oldest organizations in Toledo and Northwest Ohio.
It is. And actually in the Toledo area, it is the oldest nonprofit organization in the Toledo area.
Wow, that's amazing. How old actually?
We turned 160 years old this year.
That's incredible. So
we're celebrating that all year long.
Yep. I did not know that.
Yep. We were started in 1851.
Wow, that is really neat. I don't think a lot of people in Toledo probably know
that. No, they really don't. I mean, we helped organizations like Cherry Street Mission get started and some things like that. So people don't know how old we are, but we are celebrating 160 years, which is, if you think back, that was the end of the Civil War.
Wow.
Did you know that?
This is really cool because I think a lot of people do not know that. That is definitely a fun fact.
It is a fun
fact. The Y. Now, tell us a little bit more. Why did it start, actually, as far as...
So the YMCA got started in London, England, by George Williams back in 1844. He saw young men that were coming in from the farms trying to find jobs, and you know they were succumbing to city life, and he was a little worried about their moral and social... aspect. So he decided to start a group of young men. So they started with Bible study and getting them together to find a support group, get them off the streets and help them. And that's how the Y got started. He provided safe housing and things like that. So, and then England and the U.S. loved the idea, and it just spread like wildfire, starting basically YMCAs up all over. So we started 14 years later, like I said, in 1851, Thomas Sullivan in Boston started the first YMCA. He saw the guys coming in. They were laborers. They were just looking, they're kind of lost. And so he started activities. Again, he started like a Bible study. He started doing clean, safe housing for them, started meetings with groups that provided moral values. And that way they could avoid the temptations of city life. And that's how he got started. And then eventually they started adding things like gymnasiums and swimming pools and programs.
That is really neat. Also, is the organization still a Christian-based organization today?
It is. The YMCA's mission, including the YMCA of the USA and Greater Toledo here, is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy body, mind, and spirit. So that is still our mission. And even though we are Christian-based, we accept everybody, every faith, every gender, everybody there is, our doors are open.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I like that. There's definitely a lot of inclusion there in the communities that you serve.
Absolutely.
And I know you're out of the Wolf Creek facility, which is in Maumee, correct?
Correct, Maumee, Ohio.
Right, but you do have the Y's across Toledo, Northwest Ohio. There's quite a few.
There is 9 locations throughout Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan, and then as well as we have a residential camp up in Jackson, Michigan.
Oh, very cool. I think I went to camp there. Actually, wasn't the camp
it's amazing
store,
to hear
what they
camps,
call it?
Yep, store camps. Yes, there's so many people you find have been there or they went to YMCA camp and they're like, oh, I remember camp and how much fun it was. And it is so great to hear the stories that come out of there.
Yeah, 100%. I enjoyed that. I think I have some pictures somewhere I have to.
You better dig those
better
out.
Look those up. But I remember it was a blast, even though people always, at that age, you're still a little scared to leave home.
Absolutely.
You're staying overnight and you're gone the whole week. But once you get there, it's a blast. So
yeah.
I'm glad they still
keep you
do
busy.
It.
And they've been growing. And they actually have year-round camps up there now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah, very cool. So let's talk about your personal journey. You know, how did you get into this role as the membership director at the YMCA at Wolf Creek location? And just really, what really fuels your passion around what you guys offer?
So my story is I'll make it short, but my story, I started in manufacturing and worked in manufacturing for many, many years because it's all I knew. I was a single parent. I had a two-year-old child and I needed a job. I started in the factory just as a worker because it was a day shift. It was consistent hours. It was decent pay. And that's where I got my starting in manufacturing. But every, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, I was looking for a new job. It was, I got laid off. It was restructured. It closed. I mean, you name it and I heard it. And I really just felt like I was called in a different direction. I really felt like God was saying, come on, Linda, haven't you got the hint yet? And so I started working with a career coach that really helped me discover my passion and discover what I love to do. And what I love to do is help people. Mr. Rogers always said, find the helpers, look for the helpers.
That's
what his mother always told him. And so, and I'm one of those, I'm the helper. I love to help people. And he really helped me to realize that and discover that. And backing up, I had taken my swim lessons in the YMCA growing up. There were three girls in my class, and our parents all rotated around driving us to lessons each week. And I've always loved the Y. I mean, it offers everything. It had fitness, and it has sports, and it has all the things that I love. And so once I kind of decided that, you know, that might be a possibility, I found the position at the Wolf Creek Y in Maumee. And as soon as I read it, I really knew that's where I was supposed to be. The rest is history.
I love it. That's a sign.
It really was.
You got the sign. You got the message. So very cool. So
took God a long time to get through to me, but I got
sometimes
it.
Sometimes it does take a while to get through to us, but the persistent, you know, soft whispers or the knock on the head that you need.
So tap on the shoulder.
Whatever it is. But so talk a little bit more about your role. So, you know, the listeners, maybe they don't know what a membership director does. What are your responsibilities like day to day?
So my role as the membership director, so I'm in charge of all the memberships. So people that join, maybe people that need help, especially financial help. We don't turn anybody away for lack of being able to pay for membership. That's part of our financial assistance. It's part of our inclusion. So even underprivileged, low income, we have ways to help them because we don't turn anybody away.
And so daycare also?
That includes daycare, yes. Child care is the same way. We are the largest child care provider in Northwest Ohio.
Wow, that's another fun fact there that I don't think people know.
We've got 20-some locations, and we offer everything from infant care to before and after school child care, summer care. Maybe you only need care when there's no school days or vacation days or things like that. So we have just 100 options, I'm sure, for whatever you want to, whatever your needs are, we're there to meet them.
That's brilliant. So if you're a mom and you have a two-year-old and a four-year-old, you can come and work out and you can, I guess, drop your kid off and take sheet and they get to have fun and play with other kids. And
yeah, so that's actually a separate perk. So child care is mom and dad need to go to work and they need somebody to take care of the kids while they're at work. But inside the YMCAs and across the nation, they have what they call Kid Zone or Child Watch. There's different names. So if mom wants to go take a class, a workout class, or she wants to go swimming or maybe take a sibling to a class, she can drop her child off and for their supervised babysitting and know that they're safe, know that they're going to have fun, know that they're going to get some education. So it's a great learning place for them as well as mom gets. I had a lady, here's a great one. I had a young lady that would drop her two kids into our kid zone, and then she would sit out in the lobby and do homework for 2 hours. She was trying to get her college degree.
That's great.
And it's absolutely why we're there. We are there to help you, whatever your needs are.
Wow, that is just a brilliant model in helping the community. I did not realize that you were the number one child care provider.
We are.
And I didn't realize all day, too. Like I thought it was.
Yep, they can go all day. I said, there's part days, there's all days, depending upon what your needs are. And again, there's financial assistance that's available. We are the only child care provider that will bridge that gap between JFS support, Job and Family Services, and full pay. Because there's people that don't qualify for that job and family, but they can't afford full pay. That's where our income-based pricing comes in.
Sure. Well, that is just awesome. What a great service to the community. Mm-hmm. And looking, I guess, forward, what trends are you seeing in membership right now, especially for I guess, families, or even if you're a single parent? What are you seeing that's happening in our world today?
There is a big shift there's been equality for many, many, many years, but yet you don't always see it. But there's a shift. Women want They want women-only classes. They want to be able to go someplace where they're safe, number one. They want flexibility. They want a workout class in the evening or maybe in the morning, or they want to have that flexibility. They want to have whatever, if their child is involved in something, they want to know that that's a trained instructor and that they're going to be safe and that they're going to be taken care of and they're going to learn. So we see a lot of things like that. We see that moms want value. They want not just one or two things. They want a variety. I have a young lady that's got a five-year-old. She'd love the five-year-old to swim, but the five-year-old doesn't want to swim. Yeah. She wants to dance.
Yes.
You know, mom would like her to take sports, that's but she cute. Doesn't want to take sports. She wants to take, you know, so there's that variety. So she's got a young boy that wants to take sports, but she has a young girl that wants to dance. And then she's got an infant. They can go into kids' zone. Everything is there that's, you know, with their membership.
Sure, so. And you have certified instructors, yep. fitness instructors and whatnot, so that, again, getting back to that safety point, if you've not used equipment or maybe you've never done something before,
right.
I think that's really neat that you're actually training, showing the proper way,
absolutely.
Proper techniques to
right.
work out.
The last thing I want is someone to get hurt and not ever want to come back. So we do have trained people that will take you. They will show you all of the machines, how to use them, how to get on and get off, safety, you know, emergency stops, whatever the case may be. And then there's trained people in, you know, our child watch, our kids zone. There's trained instructors in our fitness classes, in our swimming, in our sports. They're all taking some training, and they've all taken child protection.
So you have programs for obviously newborns all the way through mm-hmm. to senior
Absolutely.
Citizens. Perhaps
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the seniors and the programs that you have for them.
We're seeing a big we see a lot of increase in the senior citizens, or we call them active older adults. And so they have specific classes that are targeted, fitness classes that are targeted for or those older adults and the needs that they have. There are, most wise will have a coordinator that does field trips or lunch and learns, activities for them. They love to get together. When COVID opened our doors, or we opened our doors after COVID, the first people knocking down on the doors was our older adults. The people that were the most susceptible were the ones that needed us the most. They need that social activity, and we see that need growing.
Yeah, I've been to your facility. I really liked when I walk in. You have some couches, there's coffee, there's
tea. They like
tea.
To have coffee, yes.
Yeah, they're chatting, and then I can see through the window there, you know, you can see the pool, which is a pretty large pool, actually. Mm-hmm. And you're doing some classes within the pool. I think
when you were there, we had some exercise classes that were for the older adults, yeah. And then you had the group that were sitting out there having coffee. You were probably there when one or the others were in the studio. So the mornings yes. are the big, or they might have been playing pickleball. That's a big sport coming through to the older adults nowadays. So
and they were really competitive. I'm gonna just be honest with you. I was kind of surprised. They were, you know,
there
jockeying
are some,
for
yeah.
space in the pool, and they, you know, wanted certain, you know, they wanted to be in their spot
right.
that they'd had before. But it was really fun, and it was really great energy to walk in mm-hmm. and see, you know, something for everyone. And there
yeah.
was just every age group.
Right, and the kids zone would have been open at that point,
yes.
so you saw the little kids in there and.
It was fun. No, it looked like a lot of fun. So you can see where it's welcoming. People want to come in and participate. Let's talk about, are you seeing more women specifically taking on leadership roles within the YMCA? Because traditionally, obviously, you have the YWCA, right? And
Correct.
Then you have the YMCA. But is it predominantly females that are staff, volunteers, fitness instructors? Has that changed since the inception of the YMCA?
Well, absolutely. Because as we talked about, the YMCA was started as a group of young men. So primarily it was. And at one point, I remember there's an older gentleman that comes in, and he said he remembers when the YMCA was men only and he could go in and swim without putting a suit on.
Wow.
I was like, okay, well, here you have to wear a suit.
Yeah.
So over the years, you know, over the 160 years that we've been in business, yeah, there's a lot more women in leadership roles there, for sure.
Is there a particular a woman within the YMCA that has inspired you, that is really someone in the community that's up and coming, that perhaps people aren't aware of her amazing light?
You know, there's several, two of them that I work with. One is my executive director. You know, her name is Beth, and she has been, she is the epitome of welcoming everybody. But what I love about her is she has a desire to bring out the best in every person, whether you're someone working for her or you're a member or whatever it is. She just has that way of being able to bring out the best in you and making you feel like you're important and you're valued. And and your opinion matters and things like that. And I love that about her. She brings out the best in me. I have another lady that works for me. Her name is Kelly, and she just retired from her full-time job. But she, too, is just everybody that comes in the door, every kid. She works in my kid zone, and every kid that comes in, she makes a point of talking to and welcoming and getting involved. She always does a craft with them. She's a craft lady, as they call her. But she just, again, brings out the best in everybody. No matter what your challenge is, I could have had a really rough day. Maybe there was a member that I was upset and I was, you know, feeling down about it. She just has a way of, you know, bringing out the best.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you're really in the people-focused business.
Absolutely.
Right? And some people may be intimidated to go to mm-hmm. a traditional gym, if you
right.
will. So, mm-hmm. I'm thinking here, it feels differently. You have a different energy. You have a different, I guess, philosophy as a whole.
Correct.
Can you talk about how, from a membership standpoint, how you support broader community programs? Because I know there's got to be other people that want to partner with you.
For sure. For sure. And there's several areas where we do that. And one of the areas that we do is working with other businesses and nonprofits, community partnerships, as I would call them. We work with schools. We work with, like I said, other nonprofits. We have not only, let's say, discounted memberships for employees of those places, but then we offer things like we'll go in and do some of our healthy living programs at their facilities. So that's one way we get out into the community. We want to strengthen community. Through our youth, our after-school programs are big. The healthy living, all of our programs are designed around chronic diseases. So if you know someone that has Parkinson's or diabetes, are at risk of having a stroke or a heart attack, they're overweight, they're smoky, they're a big smoker, we have programs to help with all of that. And then, of course, we offer childcare. We get out in this community. We offer family support to the people in our child care program. So we do a lot of things out in the community. It's not just within our four walls.
I think the day that I was there to visit, and thank you for the tour, it's a nice facility. But you did have, there were businesses there. They were set up. You were doing somewhat of a health fair, or?
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
That was actually, we call it Motivational Monday. And there's one Monday a month that we do this fair, for lack of a better word, where we have some businesses that come in that are targeted towards our active older adults. So we may have some, like Medicare comes in, there's a funeral home might come in, the Mercy Health Unit is there, and they do everything from, they talk to people about their needs or upcoming needs. There's also, they usually have some giveaways, sometimes they have snacks, and then they might do things like they'll offer to check your blood pressure or your balance. So we call it Motivational Monday. We want you to get in there. We want you to think about yourself and take care of it.
That's amazing, because I wouldn't have thought that you would provide that type of service. Mm-hmm. I think that's if you do, and it seems that everybody's really friendly, and especially when it comes to checking blood pressures or just seeing where you're at from a health perspective, mm-hmm. that goes way beyond a traditional fitness, center, I would think.
Right.
I think it's a bonus on top of bonus on top of bonus, because it's less intimidating, I think.
Right. Well, and we don't want to be just a traditional gym. A lot of people they're known as for our gyms and our pools, and it's like there's so much more there. There's so much more for everybody, every age. And we want everybody to walk through the door to have a sense of belonging. There's a famous athlete, and I'll get to her in a minute, and her quote was, "I felt like that's where I belonged," was the YMCA.
That
got
neat.
Me off the streets.
Wow. So speaking of youth and transitioning to that, what role does the YMCA play in supporting youth sports? Because I know, for example, many years ago, but I coached my godson in YMCA basketball. They were mm-hmm. like 10-year-olds, but it was fun. And I remember, that's where a lot of younger, I think, kids get introduced to sports.
That's correct. The YMCA in the youth sports area really wants, and really in all of our programs, we want to not only teach them the basics of that sport, whether it's swimming, soccer, t-ball, pickleball, even if it's dance, we want to not only teach them the skills of that sport, but we want to teach them teamwork, resilience, respect, all those things that they're going to need growing up through their life. We want to build way more. We want to build confident children, secure children, safe children. to come up through, you know, to grow up to be healthy adults.
So they have leagues then, or little, I think, through the winter, spring?
Yeah, we do leagues and clinics all year round. Wow. So depending upon what season it is, it might be basketball, or right now we're doing soccer, t-ball, coach pitch baseball. So those kids, you know, we primarily focus on the younger kids, because as they get older, then they can, a lot of them go to travel teams, yeah, or they start playing for their school. Which is great.
So is it affordable? Does it come with our membership, or is it a separate fee?
Programs are usually a separate fee, and I always talk about it like this, that if you want to learn something, I want to learn to swim, or I want to learn to play ball, or I want to learn pickleball, whatever it is, then you have an additional cost to that. It's much cheaper as a member than it is for a non-member, but we welcome everybody. But if you just want to take a class to participate, I want to participate in a fitness class or a Group X class, then those are included in your membership.
Oh, okay, cool.
So classes versus lessons.
Good to know. What is something that people may not know about the Y and its programs that you want them to know today?
The biggest comment that I hear when I give tours at the Y is, I didn't realize you had so much stuff. I hear it over and over again. So if you're not familiar with the Y, go see it. Go take a tour. It doesn't cost you anything, and you might learn a lot about it. And every Y is different, whether it's here in Greater Toledo or it's across the nation. They're all different.
So with that being said, what's your favorite YMCA success story or a moment that stuck with you since you've been there?
Wow, there are so many. 'Cause in my role, I'm the luckiest of all the roles, I think, because I get to see, I not only get to see that the child that runs out to her mom after swim lesson says, Mom, I jumped off the board. I get to see the single mom that sat down and did her homework so she could get her college degree. I get to see the person with Parkinson's come out of class with a smile on their face because they were able to do something they weren't able to do before. I get to see all of it. So I have so many success stories. I couldn't pick just one.
That's neat. So let's learn a little bit more about you. I always like to ask some personal questions, and you seem like you're fit and, you know, great shape, and you're actually going to the National Senior Olympics. What is that called coming up soon?
It's called the Senior Nationals. So there is, much like Olympics, it is every sport in ages 50 and over, men and women. This year it's being held in Des Moines, Iowa. So, and they have everything from cornhole to basketball, golf, volleyball, track and field, swimming. I mean, any event that you would ever see anywhere, the Senior Nationals has it.
See, that's a third fun fact for the day, because I did not know that either. I'm learning a lot today, and I think that's really neat. And you're a volleyball player, so you're going to go play and compete in volleyball.
I am. I'm playing in a 50-plus team, and also playing in a 55-plus team.
That is neat. What do you get if you win? Trophy or?
You get medals. You actually get medals. Absolutely.
That's really neat.
Well, and I don't know how many teams they have, but they have hundreds of teams that come.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I did not know that either. Well, good luck to you and
Thank
your team.
You.
I hope you do well. And so we're going to ask you, what's your go-to workout song while you're working out? What do you like?
Wow. It really depends on my mood or what I'm going to be doing. If I'm going to be doing cardio, then I want something fast-paced. If I'm going to be doing just strength training or maybe working on core, I need something maybe not so fast. If I had to do a theme song for women at the Y, I picked Fight Song.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites. It's upbeat. It's just, you
Who
know.
Who sings and it, that? Who and sings Fight Song?
There's
it's not Katy Perry, is it?
To, no, it
no,
wasn't.
No, it's not.
It is,
I always want to say
it's Rachel
this.
Platten.
Ah, Rachel
name.
Platten. That's yeah, right. That's right.
Because she says, my fight song, taking back my life
yes,
song.
Yes, I know the song now. Yeah. Okay, I got
that's,
it. I get
that,
it.
That's probably one of my favorites, and that's one of the things that I like to.
About it. Well, we have to laugh because, you know, that song, the YMCA, has been around forever, performed by the Village People since 1978.
Yes.
And then it became a pop culture theme, so it's got to be, I think it's still popular today.
You start just the YM at the Toledo Walleye games, they play it.
So it's kind of fun.
Here's the funny thing. New Year's Eve in New York one year, the background was all Planet Fitness. Yes. But yet they had the Village People up there singing YMCA. I thought that was hilarious.
That is hilarious. I like it. Yeah, that's so funny. So that'd be great costumes for Halloween if you
absolutely.
People would want to dress like those guys. So let's talk about your favorite like cheat food? Do you allow yourself a cheat meal? Or
yeah, I cheat way more than I should. I love chocolate.
That's it. Chocolate,
yeah.
That's
if you want to get on my good side, bring me chocolate. I'm happy.
There you go. I like it. So it's moderation, right? That's what they're
saying. That's what they said. That's what they tell me.
So yeah. Speaking of that, is there any nutrition type classes that you guys seem to offer a lot? So speaking of foods that you shouldn't eat, are there?
A lot of our healthy living classes have nutrition education in there as well. At one point, we did have ties to a nutritionist. I don't think we do at the moment. But a lot of our, like I said, healthy living classes, whether it's diabetes, blood pressure, Parkinson's, there's all nutrition education and all of that. And then we also try and do that with our child care. You know, we try and educate the kids with healthy foods and what's good and what's not good and things like that.
That is really, again, another added bonus. I think it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So what would you say, I guess maybe in your journey, maybe not even related to the why, but what has been, I think, a pivotal moment for you and perhaps in your career, something you learned that you wish you would have known when you were younger and you want to share with young females that are listening now that perhaps want to you know, get into the fitness industry? And
sure.
This is just a different angle. They don't always have to coach or
right.
something like that. This is offering a different leadership opportunity.
Well, I'm going to break that into two questions. Pivotal for me, I grew up, even though I took my swimming lessons at the Y, I grew up with a very low self-esteem. I was really shy, and I really didn't get out of that very well until I was much older. So if I'd have learned about myself earlier in life, I'd probably worked at the Y earlier. But I think my pieces of advice to them is, if you're thinking about a nonprofit work, the YMCA, or really any nonprofit, you know, it's a service job. You're going to serve people, and if you love to serve people, you live to help people. Know why. Learn about yourself. And if you can't do it by yourself, find a mentor that can help you discover yourself, because I really wish I would have learned that years ago. But I can also see the things that I've learned in my career, even in manufacturing, how it's helped me in this job, in this role. But if you have a heart for service, whether it's fitness, there's people in there that don't do anything with fitness. They work in my kids' zone, or they teach swimming lessons. But everybody has a different role, and it's not always just fitness, but know why you want to be there. Learn from, go volunteer. Do some volunteer opportunities, because that'll help you not only in that sort of career, but it'll help you things like public speaking. It will help you in so many ways. So learn about it. Go volunteer, go shadow, find a mentor, but discover yourself. For anybody in the world, discover yourself. Figure out who you are and what you love.
And it's okay to make mistakes.
It is okay, yeah.
And if you don't like something, you can always try something different. But if you don't try it, then you'll never know.
Absolutely, yeah. A failure is just a stepping stone to learning the next time.
Sure, but it's been a great career for you. I think you light up every time I see you.
This has been 6 years, and I've never been happier.
That's great.
Truly.
Well, that's great. Well, Linda, thank you so much for sharing your story and the incredible work you're doing for the YMCA at Wolf Creek. Your passion is obvious, and the passion you have, commitment to work and serve other individuals and serving. I love that you said that quite often today, and it is about serving others and genuinely being authentic and open arms when you walk in the door. So I know you're going to do amazing things there, and there's no doubt, Linda, you got game.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us on Women Got Game today. Linda Napier's passion and dedication remind us all how powerful community and purpose can be, especially when women step up and lead. We hope her story inspires you to find your own path and make an impact wherever you are. Until next time, keep playing your best game. This is Women Got Game, where passion meets purpose in sports leadership. Special thanks to my guest, Linda Napier, who's with the YMCA Wolf Creek location, and to my executive producer, Chris Pfeiffer. I'm your host and producer, Sophia Fisher. Feel free to visit us at wgte.org/womengotgame.
WGTE, voices around us.